Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. It's time now for our next installment of the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we turn our attention to Open Door, and here to shed some light on what the Patriots are up to, we bring in Denver Daniel. Denver, always a pleasure to have you on with us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Andy, and thank you for the invitation to share a little bit about what's happening in Open Door Christian Schools.
Well, let's dive right in, because I think everybody has been affected in some form or fashion, and it seems like, you know, for the most part, a lot of school districts across the county have done things for the most part the same, but it's affected everybody at least a little bit differently. So how exactly has this pandemic affected you guys at Open Door, and how have you guys adjusted?
Hey, so, well, great question, and you're right. There's certainly a lot of commonalities the way districts and schools have chosen to take on this challenge, and then nuances as well as we strive to have our own identities. I would say, Andy, the biggest challenge for us has been to stay connected as a community, and that is meaning we have a mission statement of we're wanting to equip disciples through exemplary education. We have 7 shared values that we hold very high. And meeting some of those shared values, such as relationships matter and that each student is uniquely gifted, trying to make sure that we stay connected and honor our shared values has by far been the greatest challenge that we've embraced during this time.
You mentioned that's really been the greatest challenge during this pandemic. What are some of the other challenges that you guys have really had to face over the last few months?
Yeah, so really just making sure that every person matters, and then also honoring. There are so many things, especially in the fourth quarter, about honoring our students and honoring our community values. And just so any type of large group event, last time, Andy, that we chatted, we were talking about our musical and having just to navigate with our students and the families, things that are really near and dear to them. Just making sure that, all right, what are we going to do? How are we going to still yet honor that in the midst of social distancing, stay-at-home orders, and so forth? That has been by far the biggest challenge is how can we stay connected as a community and how can we make sure that every person matters?
And I know a big challenge as well, you know, trying to make sure that the 2020 class certainly gets honored in some way, shape, or form. I know that's been difficult with graduation ceremonies and prom or lack thereof as a result. You guys just had your graduation ceremony, and just kind of curious as to how you guys went about pulling that off.
We did. It was a great day, actually. It was this past Sunday. And just hats off to the Lorain County Board of Health and just helping us, Dave Koval, helping us navigate what is going to be the safe alternative to commencement. I think our size, actually, Andy, helped us in this regard, that we were able to have our commencement is the way that we wanted to, and it didn't have some of the challenges of a larger school district our friends in those schools would have. But what we did is we had a drive-in style commencement. It was all done outside. We, of course, followed the guidelines that were put out by the state and the Department of Education, and worked with our county health department. But we basically had our cars, our guests staggered in their vehicles. We had a stage that was set up. We went through some of the traditional things that we do at commencement, such as recognition of valedictorian, salutatorian, shorter program as a whole. But we decided more than anything to turn it into a celebration. We recognize that this isn't going to have the traditional formal feel that commencements have had in the past. And so we just decided, well, let's pivot, let's move with it, and let's celebrate. So complete with a confetti cannon and it just a lot of fun, a balloon launch, a couple of drones. Actually, Three drones by Eiler Aviation were flying around, just showcasing what commencement and what a community at Open Door Christian Schools is about. It was a lot of fun, and so I turned it all, and actually was able to pull it off in about 3 weeks, which just spoke to the strength of parents and our faculty, and just wanting to make sure something meaningful happened for our students.
Drones and confetti cannon.
Yeah, and complete with horns, Andy. You wouldn't really expect horns to be part of a car horns, I should say, part of a commencement ceremony, but we had them. I don't know that after a speech that I've given before that I would have people honking their horns in celebration, but we did on Sunday. So it was a lot of fun. It's just so thankful that we were able to just send off our graduates with a memorable experience. I've told everyone, by far, they've had the most memorable graduation ceremony in the history of Open Door Christian Schools, and they just needed to embrace that. And I think overall we did, and it was just a ton of fun.
Sure seems like this senior class, well, you mentioned it, it's going to be memorable for the seniors all across the country for sure. It's been unusual for them, but, you know, at least on the whole, and I'd be interested in getting your thoughts on this too, it seems like most of them have indeed embraced this. It's been anything but traditional, I guess is a better way of phrasing that. But it seems like this class of 2020 has handled this whole thing pretty well, haven't they?
Our group has been amazing. You know, one of the things that I shared on Sunday, Andy, is that one of the things that this COVID-19, what I actually spoke on to the seniors was, that all I ever needed to know, I learned in quarantine. And one of the lessons that I learned is that I've seen once again how much people truly love people, and that we really have embraced that people matter. And so I went on to share with our seniors, you lost things without a doubt during the fourth quarter. You lost opportunities that you were looking forward to. But you also gained so much. I mean, I think that our senior class, along with our greater school community in our region, have learned how much that people still care about one another. Whether it's banging pots and pans for first responders, feeding them, there's been so many neat things, and our seniors have actually embraced it. And that was probably the greatest joy for me, Andy, was watching our seniors pivot from all things being done for them because we love them to what kind of things can we do for others. So National Honor Society induction ceremony, very unusual as far as the tapping, but our seniors that were in National Honor Society spent time driving and doing many parades to all of our National Honor Society inducted members. That's all our students doing things for one another. Super cool, and our seniors just led the charge. I will say, certainly not endorsing some social distancing guidelines, but on a funny note, Andy, I wake up on Monday after the commencement, and I had a handful of our seniors that had decided to do a camp out as a senior prank in my backyard. So once again, never anticipated that during COVID-19, but just things they did that of all the things they could do as a senior prank. They did that because I feel like they knew that they were loved and they just wanted to love others in return. So super, super cool season for them.
Denver Daniel, president at Open Door, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Apparently there are some s'mores being roasted in his backyard, or there were some s'mores being roasted in his backyard. Denver, what do you think some are the biggest challenges moving forward for you guys? Because it seems like this certainly could change education a little bit in the coming months.
Yeah, it's a great question, Andy. I think, well, the first one is, and I think it would be something that echoed throughout by all schools, is that we want to open safely and responsibly. That's going to be our priority one. So just making sure that we're, you know, one of the scriptures that I live by at the school is in the multitude of counselors, purposes are established, and we're getting guidance from the state, we're getting guidance from health department, some expertise in-house, just so that we can open safely and responsibly. That truly is our priority and our goal, you know, so, and also just honoring the fact that that one size doesn't fit all for us. So having the expectation, just really having a keen eye on the appropriate guidance and opening safely is going to be a key moving forward for us. And then honestly, making sure that we continue to honor our mission and shared values. You know, how do we deliver an exemplary educational program? How do we do so respectfully in a safe, healthy environment? So those are going to be for all of our staff and students alike. How do we do that? And so that's what the Brain Trust at ODCS is doing right now, to put together a plan so we can open up school appropriately come fall of 2020.
Well, it seems like students have been very creative during this pandemic, and on the ODCS Press website, some of that has been highlighted over there, what the students have been doing, from short stories to boredom montages. Denver, it seems like they've done a little bit of everything.
They certainly have. We love our students, and I was very thankful that they were just able to try and make some levity in what has been a challenging circumstance for all of us. And candidly, we know this, Andy, it's the challenge isn't over. But just the fact that they were using their creativity to spread a little bit of humor has been great. The way that they just continue, even outside of the ODCS Press group, the way that they just continue to see how can we make things work and look for positives rather than get paralyzed by fear or just restrictions. We've been having this saying all along, is that hope moves forward, and our students just continue to embrace that and just try and spread some cheer and spread some fun. We had a reverse parade yesterday, Andy, where the students all came to visit their teachers. That's been done across the country in our region, but just the way that they embrace not only being cheered up by their faculty, but the way that they wanted to pour into our teachers just shows what a special community we have at the school.
Yeah, no question about that. A reverse parade.
Huh. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It had close to 100 cars visiting and just having banners and sharing those with the teachers. It was just a very good time.
It's always important to highlight the great things that are going on. It certainly sounds like there's a lot of that going on at Open Door. Denver, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we hope to catch up again soon.
I so appreciate the opportunity, Andy. Take care.
Thank you, Denver. You do the same. Again, that's Denver Daniel, president at Open Door, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break. Rocco Nucci and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.